Warning, this podcast is not affiliated with Fox, Next Level Chef, the contestants, or its production. Hey, it's Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat with you all about Next Level Chef Season 3. Each week, we will break down every episode to chat about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to unfold. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend, Pete, and we are here to interview the first eliminated contestant from the season of Next Level Chef. We are here to welcome Matt to the show. Hi, Matt.
Guys, how's it going? How are you guys doing?
We are good. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, but you know. Yeah, you know, it is
someone's got to go first, right?
Oh, that's what I've been saying. You know, it's got to be
someone's got to do it. So
you said in the episode last week that you'd only been doing this 18 months, right?
Yeah, and not cooking, so, but the social media, but yeah, 18 months.
To get where you got is pretty amazing, man.
It's insane. You know, it took me a long time to get to that headspace, right? Because I'm such an uber competitive person. So my mindset was just, I shit the bed. I did horrible. Like that was my whole mindset. And it was like, no, you got there. You know, that's the whole thing. And you made it there. And it took me a long time to kind of get to that mindset where I was like, yeah, I mean, I just hit 2 years doing that. I can't believe how far it got. I can't believe I even got to that position. And it just took me a little bit to come to that conclusion, you know?
Oh, definitely. I mean, but yeah, it's always harder in real time to like put that into perspective when you're then going home. You're like, ah, shit. Like I could have done so much better, but you also got
that huge plane.
There's like millions and millions of people that you beat out to get there. And so many, you know, social media especially is infiltrated with, you know, cooking content and stuff. The fact that you're on there, the top 15 working with those chefs. I mean, that's amazing.
It was insane. I mean, I've said it before as well. If you told me you get out 15th before I even went there, I would go do it again. It was just being there with those people, the people I've met in general, right? Like that's something you don't get back no matter what, especially at 22, 23, whatever it was. And I don't know, being there that early was terrifying. It was very scary, but it was, I don't know what happened. I don't know how we got here, but I'm incredibly grateful for it.
Well, especially, go ahead.
I was going to say, just tell me about getting drafted. What was that experience like? Did you go in wanting to be drafted by a certain chef? What was your thoughts in that beginning part of that?
I mean, okay, listen, I'd be lying if I said, oh, dude, everyone wants Gordon, right?
Right.
Yeah, come on. I mean, obviously. But even with cooking in that audition, you cook on each level with all of them. I mean, I was happy to be getting drafted, genuinely. I feel like most people on the cast would say the same thing as well. Like, you want Gordon, but at the end of the day, like, I'm on a team. That is insane.
Right, you're
like,
picked. Right.
That's all I needed. And
right, because some people didn't get that far. Right?
Exactly. You know, it could have been on the plane a little bit earlier, but earlier than we wanted, but it could have been
right.
earlier. But no, of course you want Gordon, but I got an apron. I was completely cool with that.
What did you feel when you had to go to the bottom first?
I was terrified.
Were you?
Yeah, 100%. My only bad cook that I thought was horrible was my audition in the basement. I was convinced I was going home that first one with that fucking corned beef, that canned corned beef. I was cooking it in the pan. I'm flipping it over. It didn't show as much in the audition. It's falling apart. And I have 5 minutes left. And I have just...
You're like, what the hell am I going to do?
What am I doing here? Like, so I have 5 minutes to just fry up some stuff. I was like, okay, we got to just put... couldn't ask any one of them. During interviews, I was convinced I was going home, 100%. But so going back to the basement for the first ever thing, I was like, okay, this is going to be brutal. And like in the auditions, you have a set thing on the platform. Like it's
right,
a set of ingredients.
Yes,
it's one
you
thing.
Already know.
This is the first one where it's getting ran through by everybody. So I don't know what this is going to look like. And it was a tornado. It was awful.
And how much time is it really that it's down there for you?
30
guys?
Seconds.
Oh my 30 God. Seconds.
It's so intense.
It's horrifying. And I'm a big fella. I'm a big slow fella.
Right, so yeah.
They're last. And the last thing I'm trying to do is just hit Nicole in the face with an elbow. Like just get Zay in the shoulder. You know what I mean? Like,
you're so polite. I would have been like all over that.
Polite.
I would have been like biting people's
polite.
Knees.
No, I couldn't, man. I couldn't do it. But I had the reach, you know, I was able to grab over people. So that was what I was going with. But yeah, you get there, you get salmon, salmon smash burger. I'm like, oh, dude. I'm like, oh, bro.
I know. Like, that's a little rough. And your mind, as soon as you got that, I was like, but this is a smash burger.
Yeah. Right.
That's like, oh, no.
Richard, dude. Oh, I was so funny. Richard looks at me and goes, you grab salmon. You know, it's smash burgers, right? I said, yes, Richard. I know it's. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate that, buddy. No, yeah, I didn't know, you. Richard.
Yeah, you're like, I get it. That's where my hand landed. Like, it was you know.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, that's the whole point, right? Yeah, the whole point is to have crazy stuff in the basement and try to make something out of it, you know, and that's what you got to do, right?
Now, you mixed some interesting ingredients, though.
It was weird, dude. It was so
raspberry.
Like,
so I always try to have.
I love that one of the first try on the sauce, you're like, this is terrible. Like,
dude,
this is awful.
It was so the sauce, the raspberry sauce, I thought was good. It tasted fine. I was going for like a sweet and spicy glaze almost for that you would
got
put
it.
On a salmon. That
got
was kind of
going.
My thought process. So I was like, okay, salmon. I know fruit sometimes goes with it. Sweet, spicy with the salmon. Like,
I could see like, where it was heading.
Right, I could see.
I get it.
In theory, no, but it was just like I grabbed the salmon. I knew it was smash burgers. I think my thought process was that's the most one I blacked out on. I remember most of my grabs. I don't remember that one. I was struggling. I think my thought process was just I have this very unfamiliar thing. I'm gonna grab familiar things that I've tried to work with. And I still failed to do that. I'd never used harissa before, but I knew what it was.
You're like, I've heard of it.
I know generally it's spicy. But so yeah, it was the grab is just brutal. Like getting in that basement first was just obviously you want to see, oh, maybe it goes a different way. Maybe on the middle floor it goes dip. Maybe I grab some obviously, but I feel like dwelling on that was just, you know, it was a little bit.
Well, and you hope too they'll maybe like cut you some slack with like the right? You know, the fact that you got shitty ingredients and you were creative and tried to do something different with it. And because I didn't think when they first tasted it, I was like, oh, they didn't annihilate you.
It was the big thing. Like, it was funny to me. It was hilarious to me. I don't remember if it was fully like said in the show, but they said it when we were there. They were like, they used my burger as an example of how crappy the basement is. I was like, dude, thank you. I was like, thank you so much. They were like, Naisha was like, listen, it's not bad. Like, but it's not good. This just shows how brutal the basement is. I was
oh my God.
I was like, thank you, well, Naisha.
Yeah, at least I'm an example for the.
I was like, yeah, it's awful, guys.
Oh my God. At least you could laugh at it and just be like.
Yeah, now I can. I didn't before. Right. Now I can, for sure.
Yeah, you've gotten over it. A year later, you're like, no.
Did you when the results were coming out? Did you? Everyone's talking. I see everyone's talking about what's going to happen next when they're out judging. Did you assume that you would be in the bottom of the dishes, or was there other things you thought that were worse?
There were other things I thought were worse. There was, I think Ari's dish was pretty rough at that point, but then Vaughn got best dish, and she was kind of sick. I think she says that in an interview as well. But I kind of knew. I knew I was the worst on my team for sure. So I knew if like Zach or Lauren had really good burgers, I knew if they didn't get best dish, I was going to the elimination, like 100%. I was kind of prepared for that when I kind of saw my salmon burger with red sauce and black bun. I was like, oh, dude, what are we doing here, bro? Like,
does not look right.
I was like, listen, I would eat it, I guess, but no, it was brutal. I kind of knew that I at least had worst dish on my team personally, for sure.
So overall, I mean, again, like you had been there for a while because you had to go through auditions and stuff. So it'd be in a couple weeks, like, you know, being out there working and meeting all these people and stuff. Yeah. Obviously just such a whirlwind experience, like awesome. Getting to meet Gordon and Naisha and I mean, Richard, they all have very different personalities too. Right.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
and it's funny watching that on the show too, even in like the last seasons, it's hilarious watching that. It's so funny to me.
Yeah,
but
they're just
they are
like,
very different.
Yeah, they're super different walks of life.
And it came through in auditions too. When like you start in the basement, I started with Naisha. Okay, now I'm adapted to how Naisha is. Middle floor. Okay, now I have to adapt to completely different Richard Blaze. And then, okay, top floor. Oh, now it's completely different Gordon Ramsay. So that was a whirlwind too. Just
it is
to
true. It's like working for three different bosses and being
it
kind of
was.
How do I please you? I don't.
That's why it was kind of nice getting on a draft, because now I just have to please one of them consistently. And then the other ones are kind of just, you know, co-managing, I guess, but no, it was wild. They're incredible, man. Like cooking in front of them, even like just the presence they have while you're cooking, it's just insane. Like it's unreal.
And then you're in the cook-off. You have to do that with the tacos. So you do get a chance to sort of redeem yourself from the burger and whatnot. What did you think of that aspect of it?
I think that was one of my better cook. I made one big mistake there, and it was in the grab. It was rushed. I think it was, again, it was a big inexperienced play. I grabbed radicchio instead of purple cabbage, and I thought the whole time it was purple cabbage. And I knew what radicchio was. I'd seen radicchio, but I was just like, obviously you're
Yeah,
in that
you're
moment. It's
rushing
in
and
the
you can
grab,
just like,
right?
right.
And I think that was my biggest mistake, because Gordon said it as well. It was bitter. There was like an underlying tone of bitter. He said everything.
Yeah.
He said the fish was cooked good, the sauce was good, but there's this underlying tone of bitter. And it was, I remember so vividly. I'll never forget this. I was sitting there after the cook. I thought I did really good. I had the blackened cod. I knew the cod was cooked perfectly. I knew I pivoted from the tortillas because they were falling apart, and I knew Chris's were going to fall apart, and they did. Those tortillas were hard to work with completely. And I was like, I feel really good. And then Naisha introduces my dish as blackened cod tacos with a radicchio slaw. And
You're like,
I
no.
said, what? I said, what are you talking about? I said, what do you mean? I look at Zach, because Zach is the most experienced. I'm like, bro, did you know that was radicchio? He said, I was like, oh no.
You're like, shit.
And then, yeah, Gordon said bitter. And I kind of knew. I was like, it's going to be bitter radicchio versus a little bit crumbly tortillas. And it was kind of,
Just like
which is
over
gonna
to, yeah.
outweigh the other. Yeah, I think that was my biggest mistake. I think the pivot from the tortillas was a good call,
Definitely.
because I just didn't have enough time. I could have got it done. Chris used the rolling pin. I just didn't have enough time because I was messing with my freaking avocado sauce there for a little bit too long. I think it was a smart pivot. I think it worked out because they held together. I just think that one thing is definitely kind of what got. I think I did. I think I gave it a good run. Genuinely, I believe in that. Not audition, and that elimination. I
Well,
think
yeah,
I.
it's kind of comparing just like, or
Minuscule things. That's what sends you
minuscule
home, right?
mistakes. Someone's got it. Yeah, it's kind of like a flip of the coin almost.
100%.
It's like, eh.
I don't disagree with any decision that was made, genuinely. I've said that the whole time. Like, I think 100%. Maybe we don't have radicchio or something different, but again,
Right.
you can give you a million what ifs on what happens. What if you don't get sent to elimination, bud? Like stuff like that.
Yeah. So how are things going now?
Good. Man, things are going good. The show. I went to the show. I had like 1.6 million on TikTok. I had, I think, 400K on Instagram. And before the show even aired, I'm at 2.7 on TikTok now. And I just hit a million yesterday
Oh
on
my
Instagram.
gosh,
Wow.
that's
Like, so
insane.
it blew up before the show aired, which I'm really grateful for because I didn't do very good.
Yeah,
But
I didn't need it.
yeah, but no, it's been insane. We got a lot of stuff planned with the top 15, just collaborations, meeting people. Like that's what I'm in social media for, genuinely. Like, I don't think I cook better than a significant amount of people. Like, I think I cook pretty okay, but it's a personality thing, and it's meeting these people are just, it's just the best thing for me. Like the people I met there, producers, staff, cast, it's unbelievable the community that is here in cooking. And it's just like, that's, you didn't do very good in the cooking show, but you met some incredible people you'll have for the rest of your life. And I think that's insane.
Absolutely.
That's insanely important to me personally, genuinely.
Yeah, especially in like this world. I mean, it's like you meet some like amazing people that you guys can collaborate with and just, have a lifetime experience. So
Absolutely. Absolutely.
that's
Yeah,
awesome.
we had a month there, but we got plans for years now, which is incredible. I'm very excited to. That was a crappy thing. I left early.
Yeah, you missed out on a lot,
I
right?
was like, what
Yeah.
the heck, guys? This is uncool. But
Right. Well,
no, I'm excited to see everybody again. It's gonna be great.
that's awesome. Well, we love it. We
Thank you so
enjoyed
much,
watching you,
guys.
even though for the short time, but
Hey, it
we're
is
gonna be
what it
with it
is,
all season. So
Oh,
we
me
would
too. I'm
love your
so excited.
continued support too.
Oh,
So
100%. I'm so
we're
at.
working on getting this podcast out there to the
Hell yeah,
world.
absolutely.
So
I'll be posting it, I promise you. I'm
thanks,
excited.
guys. I
First podcast.
appreciate
Oh boy. Wow.
it.
My first
Yeah.
one. But
Amazing.
that's what I said, man. Like, someone had to be first. A little
Yeah.
part of me, once I accepted everything, was like, I was kind of glad it was me, because now I get all these people in this. These other people have more time on the show. They can see how incredible everyone is, because truly, this cast is fantastic. Like, everyone is amazing in this cast, and I'm just so excited to see everybody else. And there's no pressure now, right? I'm not there.
Right, now you just get to enjoy and watch it.
So there are some positives. There are some positives.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also think it's like it's not that big of a deal to be eliminated first, because everybody has to go at some point, you know?
Exactly, right.
And really, in your world, there was a few other people that were eliminated before you, so technically you're not the first.
Right.
You know what I mean?
100%. That is 100%. And that was something that took me a long time to accept too. I was like, yeah, but technically, like, I was 100%.
I mean, dude, right. Like, you were great on TV. Your personality shined and everything came through. So, I mean, it's a total win. It's not, there's no part of it that's outside of the person that winds up winning the show.
Yeah.
It's all a victory for everybody. That's the best way I 100%.
Think. 100%. And that's what I was so nervous about it until I saw, like, the people that got eliminated in auditions, their support from the people around them. I was like, this is incredible, man. Like,
yeah.
Like Joe is one of the nicest human beings I personally have ever met in my life. He was like, I was a young kid there. He was older. He was incredible. And I was devastated to see he lost, genuinely. And he just had so much support for him. And I was so happy for him, man. He absolutely deserved it. And everyone did. Everyone that got sent out had amazing, overwhelming support, and it was just so nice to see. I think it comes back to community thing, you know, like
totally.
The cooking community is fantastic to be in for that exact reason, and it was awesome to see.
Well, awesome. We cannot wait for all the episodes now. Just knowing all the good people around. I'm excited for the whole season.
That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
I know. You can't.
I got eliminated first. These chefs are cracked. These people are insane. They're nuts.
I'm super excited. Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Matt. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And we can't wait for the rest of the season and to see all the awesome things that you are doing.
Thank you guys so much.
We are definitely going to be tuning in. So
I appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much.
Good meeting you. See you, Matt.